Open your Bibles up to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter.
All right now.
Oh, boy.
All right now.
Romans, the 8th chapter. And we're going to start with verse 28.
All right now.
The pastor was talking about trials and tribulations and weights, and they seem to come in groups. And the scripture also said that the little foxes, they rob the vines of the tender grapes. Hallelujah. We belong to God. But I found out one thing, that there is no separation from God. The infidel cannot separate himself from God. He just got a different mindset and a different nature. But he is still under the control of God. As I said before, everything is rested up under that umbrella of God. And it's called sovereignty or authority. So no one can escape the mercies of God, or escape the grace of God, or escape the punishment, or escape the reward that they're going to get according to the seeds that is done in the body. Come on and give God some praise.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Paul said, verse chapter 8:28, he said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. See, a lot of people got their own agenda. But can't nobody call you but God. It says, for whom he did foreknow. Guess who he's talking about? To whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified.
Hallelujah.
And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Amen, amen.
So what shall we then say to these things? If God be for you, us, who can be against us?
Yes.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Amen. Amen.
Mighty God.
Say that.
Who shall lay anything to charge of God's elect? The ones he foreknew. Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. Yeah. Yea, rather that is, he is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness, peril, a sword? It is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. Glory to God. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on now. Amen, amen.
Through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded. Paul talking about himself. You got to be persuaded. You got to be devoted. You got to be dedicated. Your heart got to be lined up. Hallelujah. Paul said, for I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, or things present, or nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus the Lord. Come on and give me some praise. said no. In other words, this is dispensation. Dispensational means that something that is dispensed so that you can be a partaker of it. It's called instructions. It's called directions. It's called guidance. It's called power. It's called strength. And when you take these instructions, this power and the strength of God, you'll be able to go through all things, which will make you more than conquerors.
Come on now. Come on now.
Somebody pray.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor, talk about going through. He know that he's not only the one going through. Everybody, you got to remember that everybody is under the sovereignty, and they are going through. Glory to God. But those that are in Christ Jesus, Paul said, "No, no means in." He's not talking about knowing intuitively, without effort to understand. In other words, he's not talking about you don't get this thing by your intuition, your knowledge, or your wisdom, because you and I are not the way, but Jesus Christ, the one who died on Calvary, he is still the way, he's still the truth, and he's still the life.
Come on now. Come on now.
He's the life of the infidel. He's the life of the sinner. He's the life of the saved one. He's the life of the one that do good. He's the life of the one that comfort one another. He's the life of the one that pray, glory to God. Everything comes under that sovereignty that is God Almighty.
Amen.
Intuition. It's an act or faculty of knowing without the use of rational process. In other words, I can't insert myself in this and guide it the way I want to.
That's
why God intervened in your prayers. Verse 27, it says that, and he that searches the hearts knoweth what the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. In other words, when the Holy Ghost intervenes into your prayer life, the Bible says he knows the Spirit. Talking about he knows the new nature. And therefore, when he come up on you with his power, you'll pray as you ought to. In other words, you won't have anything with the arrangement. You won't have anything, glory to God, with how you want it or when you're going to receive it. The Bible says, you ask in his name, believe it, and it shall be done. God didn't put any date on it. Glory to God. All he wants you to do is stand on his word and believe in him, and it'll come to pass. He's still the healer. He's still the deliverer. He's still the savior. He's still the great I am. He's still the one that you lift up when you wake up. Come on and give us some praise. That's the way the word should be in us. It should be running out.
I like that.
That means that you don't have any control of it. Glory to God. You just apply it to your life.
Amen.
Come on, give God some praise. We don't have any intuitive knowledge what to pray for. That's right. Because once we start praying and asking God, then we always going to tell God how we want it, when we want it. We want to tell him the amount, because we don't want to go through anything. We want it to be over. When all the time we got ourselves in it. But in spite of all that, God is still our God. And he's still able to get you out when you stand on his word. Glory to God. We do know this. That is that we are conscious that all things work together for good of them that love God, who sent his son Jesus Christ the grace that is sufficient unto us. And took our feet out of the miry clay and set it on that rock that he sent called Jesus. Somebody come on and praise God. And Jesus came, glory to God, and he didn't say a word when he was on the way to that cross. He just spoke the truth on the way, glory to God. He talked to the infidels. He talked to the sinners. He talked to those that were saved. He talked to those who thought they were saved. He talked to everybody, because that's what he came to do, to die for every human being, glory to God. And he went out way to carry the Bible says, like a lamb to the slaughter. And that's what we got to do. We'll kill all the day long, glory to God. Why? Because we're in Christ Jesus. Come on and give us some praise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
All things work together to reveal God. That's what it's talking about. God make himself known through you.
Amen.
I'm glad he do that, because when I'm in my stuff,
right,
I need it.
Amen.
That's why he said he's the present help in the time of trouble.
Yeah.
He's a present help in the trouble.
Right.
Glory to God, because you're going to need him every day you get up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You're not breathing on your own.
Come on now. Say that.
We was a robot. I mean, we are not a robot, but we was lifeless for one time.
Yeah.
We were just that clay laying there until the life came along, glory to God, and blew himself into us, and then we became a living soul. So when we became a living soul, what we supposed to do? We supposed to display that life that we have in us so that the world may see it, and they may know that there is a Christ, glory to God. They'll know that there is the one that stepped out on nothing, glory to God, and begin to create. That's why you under the sovereignty, glory to God, because there's no other God. There's no name above his name, glory to God. People think they can separate themselves from God, but every time you take a step, you're still under the sovereignty. You're still under his grace. You're still under his power, glory to God. So you might as well straighten up and fly right and turn up to this God who can save your soul, deliver you, and set you free. Come on and give us a praise. I was studying. I ain't gonna tell you all the details, glory to God, because I told God, I said, God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. You know, because of all of the other outside pressure coming in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me, the scripture said, you can do all things through me.
Amen.
I said, but God, right now I'm feeling all this pressure. He said, that's because you're not turning it loose and turn yourself over to me. I said, God, but the time is short, and this looked like a whole lot to do. God said, that's my word. You... God is telling us this is his life that we are living, glory to God. All we got to do is yield our members to him, glory to God. And God will direct your steps the way he want to direct them. That's why we can go through the things that we are going through, because we yield our members unto God, the one who blew into our members, and we became that living soul so that we can go through everything that God called us to go through. Glory to God. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. His purpose, his will, his direction, his reasons. Not our reasons, glory to God. But God called us to do a work in the earth, glory to God. He didn't call you and put his breath of life into you so that you can just sit on it, glory to God. This is an active life. It's always ongoing, glory to God. We're not in yesterday. We're in today, glory to God. So that life that was yesterday is still here today, glory to God. That's why we're still here, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he never changed, glory to God. His word don't change, glory to God. There is no separation, glory to God. He doesn't change. He's the is still the same one that lifts us up out of that miry clay. He's still the same one that's going to see us all the way, glory to God. If you're willing to go all the way, he'll take you all the way. If you're not willing, glory to God, you're going anyhow. Glory to God, for whom he did foreknow. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image. My Bible reads the image of his son. In other words, he's first talking about his son, because whom he did foreknow. He knew him that he's going to be Jesus Christ, the Savior. So it says, for whom he did foreknow, whom he counseled with before he sent him. Glory to God. Whom he did foreknow, he said, he also did predestinate. In other words, he ordained Jesus to come. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. He ordained him to come, glory to God. You see, I'm telling you this, glory to God, because it's going to get to us. And our ordination is going to come through Christ. He said he predestinated him, ordained him, so that we can be formed to that image of his son. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. That he, Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn of many brethren. It's just like when you want to catch a train, you just can't get on the train. You got to get a ticket to get on a train. There's no, you can't ride free, glory to God. You got to put forth something in order to get something. Glory to God. Jesus just didn't come. Anybody can't just jump on his bandwagon of salvation just because they looked into this perfect law of liberty and got a few scriptures out there to buy him, glory to God, and put themselves in the scripture, glory to God. They're still not saved. They're still lost. Why? Because God didn't, they didn't heed to the drawing of the Spirit of God when he drew them. Let me tell you something. God is drawing you every day, glory to God. Not only is he drawing the unsaved, but he's doing the saved one, glory to God. Not only, glory to God, is he saving the unsaved, but he's saving them that's already saved, glory to God. He's renewing us and refreshing our mind, glory to God, so that we can be strong in him and in the power of his might. Come on and give us a praise. Hallelujah. So whom he do know, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn of many brothers. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. I didn't like that part. Because we are called to go through. We are called to be partakers of the sufferings of Christ Jesus that went to that cross. Yes. Don't think you're going to get through here and don't feel nothing.
Come on now.
Don't think you're going to get through this world and you ain't going to have no pressure.
Right.
Don't think you're going to get through and you ain't going to become sick.
Yeah,
I see everything is guided by God, glory to God. If he don't want you sick, you won't be sick. But if you happen to get sick per adventure, he's still the healer and the one that can deliver you and heal your body. Come on and give him some praise.
Yeah.
I was looking and I thought about how secure we are. We are secure in Christ. And this is what Paul is talking about here. We are secured by God's purpose according to our standing. And I was thinking about the Security Exchange Commission. It's a governmental agency U.S. that supervises the exchange of securities so as to protect investors against malpractice. God's purpose is working in all things together for us, his people. Those who love God or those who are according to his purpose are called. That means that we got security.
Come on, man.
God is supervising our walk.
Yeah.
And I would talk, glory to God. He's making sure there's no malpractice in the body. He's making sure that we're going to make it through, glory to God. He's watching over you day and night, glory to God. That's why you can lay down and not be afraid. But if you lay down and you have some fear, glory to God, you don't have the security.
Amen.
Security is freedom from doubt, anxiety, or fear. It's not likely to fail or give way. The only thing give way is you. We give way to the old nature all the time. We got to fight with him. Let me tell you something. If you don't fight, you're going to be in trouble.
Amen.
You got to fight. Don't tell yourself, well, I don't, you know, you can tell him all day long, well, I don't want to be bothered with you today. Do you think he's going to quit? Are you not going to stop? If you stop, that means that you are weak. And you're not standing on the purpose that God has called you to be and to do, glory to God. Hallelujah. God done called us, predestinated us. That means he preordained us. Hallelujah. Ah, to feel a little pain here and a little pain there. Thank God we don't have to feel the pain that Jesus felt, glory to God, because he took that brunt of everything. He took the worst, glory to God. We only got a little foretaste, but in his worst that he took it, in his resurrection was his grace. That's why it's sufficient, glory to God, for you and I. Come on and give him some praise. Predestinated he also called, and whom he called, he also justified. God justified. I'm justified.
That's right.
If I get angry, I'm justified. He said, be angry, but sin not. I'm justified. He said, I can do that. Glory to God. He justified me. He gave me some strength, glory to God. And that justification is knowledge of the word of God, glory to God. And that knowledge, glory to God, has all the ingredients. It's the answer to all things, glory to God. Hallelujah. All things that are right, glory to God. All things that are not right. All these things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose, glory to God. So I'm here to tell you today, keep on talking. Keep on walking. Keep on praying. Keep on studying your word. Keep on coming to church. Keep on singing your songs. Keep on lifting up your hands. Keep on praying, glory to God. Keep on dancing, glory to God. Keep on lifting up God and calling him the Almighty, glory to God. And every time you open your mouth and mention his name, you got the strength, glory to God, like never before. Come on, that's why he said we are more than he's working all for our good. For those who love God and are called according to his purpose, well, whom he did foreknow. Foreknowledge. Not intuition, foreknowledge. God already knew you before he stepped out on nothing and began to create. God already knew me. He already knew my heart. He already knew the time that I was going to accept him. See, you think about those things, glory to God. He says, think up on these things that are true. He already knew, glory to God, when you was going to accept him. He knew when you were going to fail. He knew when you were going to get sick. He knew, glory to God, when you were going to get angry. He knew when you were going to blow up, glory to God. He knew all of these things. The Bible said, whom he did foreknow. He's talking about us, glory to God. He knew all of these things, glory to God, that's coming up on us. It's not like they happened yesterday, glory to God. They was already in place before the beginning of time. But what they didn't know, that God had another plan, and that plan was called Jesus. Hallelujah. And when he began to unfold things, Jesus came forth at the beginning and said, let there be light, glory to God. And he sat down, he created, glory to God, the birds and the bees and the lambs and the goats. He created, glory to God. And then he took the session and apart with the Father. And when they formed man, he said, come, let us together, glory to God. Let us breathe our life into him so that he could be in our image and our likeness. That's the image, glory to God, that God is talking about. That image that what we are in, not glory to God. I don't care how you look in the mirror, glory to God. You're still God's subject, glory to God. You're still the way he looks, glory to God. You're still the way he wanted to make you, glory to God. It's not in the flesh of the skin, glory to God, but it's in the mind of Christ, glory to God. In the heart of God. Come on and give God some praise. You know why God called us? He called us because he knew we ain't going to want to go through. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't want to go through. I hate when stuff get out of line and I know it ain't right. Now that pokes me in the side quicker than anything else. You can call me ugly and cuss me out. You know, but when I see something that I know ain't right, that bugs me. See, God already knew about that. Glory to God. That's why he called me and put me in this position. So that I can share with others, glory to God, that this word is sufficient. Hallelujah. If you stand on it, glory to God, you may cry a little bit. You may toss and turn at night, glory to God. But guess what? When the daylight comes for the time you to wake up, your body wake up. You might not feel like getting up, but your body changed the dispensation. And it's not sleep anymore. You got to get up, glory to God, and put your feet on the floor and give God some praise. And go in and take care of yourself. When you go to the restroom to take care of yourself, you're giving God the praise, glory to God, because you can't do it on your own. If he didn't create you, if he didn't empower you, glory to God, you'll be in a sad state in this life. Come on, give God the praise. And it says, if God did all this, who'd be justified? It's like this. Whom before know, by foreknowledge, to know. In other words, to know beforehand. That is to foresee. See, God already foresaw Christ as the Lamb of God, foreordained. He saw him before the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That's why Christ, he didn't argue with them, but he said, woe unto you Pharisees and Sadducees. God, you got to keep your mind stayed up on God, because those same woes could fall upon you, glory to God. Why? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God doesn't change, glory to God. You can't separate yourself from God because you feel angry and go off, glory to God. You got to come to your senses, glory to God. That word I use, conscience, glory to God. You got to come to your conscience. And when you come to your conscience, glory to God, that means you align yourself back up. God, you'll remember that it's a new nature in you, glory to God. The old nature, they're also, but we are more than conquerors over that old nature, glory to God, through him that gave us his love, and called Jesus Christ, glory to God. And when you turn up to him, you might hurt a little bit. Well, go on and hurt, glory to God. You may cry, so go on and cry. That's why God gives you eyes and tears, glory to God, so that they can come forth. Come on, you can hear the mess, glory to God. Keep on hearing, but let it go in one ear and out the other one, glory to God. Keep on lifting up Jesus, and he'll come to your rescue every time.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Get ready to close. I know I ain't going to tell you about all that other. It says that since we done been justified and glorified, since we've been conformed, that is having the same form as God, as another. That's what it means. That fashioned like unto another.
Yeah.
We are fashioned unto Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
That image means that likeness. Since we look like him, glory to God. Now, I'm not talking about what the eye can see.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about what the eye can't see.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the eyes can't see the problems that go on in your life unless your spirit bear witness with the new nature. Don't nobody know what you're going through but you and Jesus. Glory to God. That's what the image is all about. Glory to God. It's personal. Glory to God. That's the likeness of glory to God. Because it's personal you're going through. You're not allowed to meddle in nobody else. You got to take care of yourself before God, and you got to stay before God every day throughout your entire life. Glory to God. If people would only do that, they wouldn't have time to talk about nobody else. Come on and give them a praise. So since you've been justified and glorified and called, predestinated, all that stuff, Paul said, what shall we then say to these things? What shall we say to our problems and our circumstances? What shall we say about the good things? Shall we separate them from the bad? So what shall we say about these things now? Since you've been justified and glorified, predestinated and called and empowered and all this stuff.
Come on now.
What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Show me somebody that's got more power than God. Show me somebody that can get you out of the ditch. Show me somebody that can lay hands on you and God will come in and heal. Glory to God. Show me someone when you pray under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, God comes in and he answers that prayer. Glory to God. Because you're praying now as you ought to. Show me somebody, glory to God, who's got more love that's greater than God. Show me someone that put food on your table and clothes on your back this morning. Show me somebody, glory to God, that opened your eyes and your ears this morning. Show me somebody that anointed your mind and cleansed it this morning and washed you in his blood. Paul said, what shall we say to these things then? If God be for us, who can be against us? Come on, give God some praise. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. You know what? He didn't do like Abraham and Isaac. He went all the way with Jesus. And the reason he told Abraham to stay his hand is because he had another ram in the bush, and it wasn't the ram that Abraham used, but a type shadow of the Lamb of God that was going to come. Glory to God. It was not going to be a ram, but it's going to be a lamb without spot or wrinkle, who knew no sin. Glory to God. The only one that could stand in the gap, glory to God, and make up the head for you and I so that we can get out of that miry clay and step into that marvelous life of Jesus Christ and make it all the way. Come on and give me some praise. Spared not his own son. Went all the way to the cross. Sometimes I look at that and I say, what an awesome God. He's an awesome God. What a love. They love us like that. He loved the one that's murdering people out in the world. He died so that he can receive that love. Glory to God. And you know what? Once he received God's love, there's no more conviction upon his soul, or he's going to pay for the seeds that he sowed. Glory to God. But his soul now be right with God. And you say to yourself, well, that don't seem fair. I didn't do what they did. Neither did you do what Jesus did on Calvary. Glory to God. He did it for all. Glory to God. He didn't do it for himself. He wasn't selfish. Glory to God. He didn't talk to the Father and say, I don't want to go. Glory to God. He just gently laid down his glory. Glory to God. And he went, glory to God, not knowing how he's going to go or what to do. Glory to God. But when he heard from the Father, he said, that I do, glory to God. Let me tell you something. You got to hear from Jesus, and when you hear, you do, glory to God. You got to feel his nature and that character that's in you. You got to feel his spirit that's leading you. And when you feel all of these things, Paul, that's the thing that Paul was talking about. He said, what about those things that's going through your life? When you feel the spirit of God leading you, then go your merry way and be happy. Come on and give God some praise. A lot of people tell me, say, well, you just can't be happy in this world. Yes, you can.
Amen.
Just stay out of Christ's way, and you can be happy. You know, pay attention to Christ,
Amen.
Not attention to your problems.
Yes.
You already know about your problems.
Yes.
You laid down with them last night and got up with some of the same ones. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. We try to turn them loose at night. Glory to God, but the old natured man is working all night long. So the battle is not over. But thanks be unto God who calls us to triumph always through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. God fight our battle while we are lying down. And he's there in our rising up. Why? Because he foreknew. And he called us and he predestinated us for this day. That's why Jesus said, don't take no thought for tomorrow, glory to God. You got to worry about right now in this day. It's what he called you for this day and predestinated you for this day, foreordained you for this day. Don't worry about tomorrow. If by happenstance you get to tomorrow, God will be at tomorrow for you, glory to God. And he'll take you through tomorrow. But don't cover your mind, glory to God. God, that's what Paul said. If God be for us, glory to God, who can be against us? Don't worry about the enemy tomorrow. Worry about him today, glory to God. Call on Jesus, and Jesus said, I'll fight your battles. I'll be your battle cry. I'll be the one who moved the doors. I'll be the one who opened the door, pulled down the mountain. I'll make the crooked path straight, glory to God. I'll make your enemies scatter. I'll spread a table for you this day in the midst of your enemies, and you can sit down and have a feast. Come on, glory to God. He said, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? He spared not his own son, but delivered him. Man, that's something. God delivered his son.
Amen.
Abraham tried to do that, but God wouldn't let it. He got as far as the altar. Glory to God. But wasn't no blood shed. But Jesus got all the way to Calvary. Shed his blood. Matter of fact, he shed some blood before he got there. But the finality was on the cross when he shed that blood. Glory to God. That means that when they killed the lamb, that means that they had to drain out all of the blood. That means that there was no blood there. That's why it ran down Calvary's hill. Glory to God. It didn't get stale. It didn't smell or do anything. Glory to God. Because it was too full of life, too full of joy, too full of peace, too full of deliverance, too full of salvation. Had his son in it, glory to God. And when he hung his head and died, he looked up to the Father and he said, it is done, glory to God. I done finished my course. That's what Paul was talking about. I done ran this race and I'm ready to be off.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Finish the course so that you can be offered up. Finish it. Hallelujah. He said, what shall we say to the thing? God be for us who can be. He spared not his son, delivered him up for what? For us all. So how shall he not with him, Jesus Christ, also freely give us all things? That's why you should have no fear or no worry. Because he's going to give us all things. Now, a lot of us are looking for a wagon load. But I read in the scripture, God said he'll give unto us whatsoever we have need of. And then he said, you shall not have room enough even to contain that. So he don't need to bless you with three or four wagons. He can send a little car along. one of those little miniature cars with enough in it to take you through your life. By faith in him, we meet every need that we have need of. Why? Because if we look at the little things that God do for us and count them little, glory to God, why should he give you a big thing, glory to God? Because if he give you a big thing, all of a sudden you're going to give him more praise than you gave him for the little thing, glory to God. Let me tell you what the little thing is. It's faith in God, glory to God. The little thing is his life, glory to God. That's greater than any material thing or anything that God can bless us with, glory to God. Don't look unto the material thing. The Bible says, look unto the author and the finisher, the one who made them, the one who created them. Glory to God for our Lord. He said, what shall you say to these things?
Glory to your name.
And then he said, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And then he goes on to say, Paul said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who gonna condemn you? He said, it's God that justified.
Right.
People are going to call you liars all your life.
Amen.
Might not be the same ones. And let me tell you something. It's foreordained and predestinated. That means that the next one come along and call you a liar is foreordained to do that.
Come on now.
But you got to remember you were foreordained. Predestinated to rebuke and to pull down, to tread upon the serpents and serpents and the scorpions, glory to God, and pull down every stronghold in your life, glory to God. Jesus is not coming out of heaven, glory to God. He's already in the earth, glory to God, living in his body, glory to God. He's not going to jump out of the body, glory to God, but he gave us the sovereignty of the Father, which is the authority, glory to God, that to ask anything in his name, believe it, and it shall be done. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. So who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemned it? It's Christ that died. Why are you telling me about my about them things? It's Christ that died. You didn't die to condemn me. You ain't living to condemn me. You don't even know your purpose if you're condemning somebody. Glory to God. You don't know you've been called if you're condemning or if you don't love your brethren or your sister. You don't know you've been predestinated, glory to God, when you curse out your boss, glory to God, because you went beyond anger, glory to God. You don't know, glory to God, that you be been predestinated or foreordained, glory to God, to live holy before him because you have got your mind stayed on the other things, the things, the thing, good or bad, glory to God. The things include the good thing. It also includes the bad thing. You got your mind stayed on the things, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to keep my mind stayed on the one that created those things, glory to God, because the thing that I don't have, he can't give it to me. Come on and give me some praise. We're secured by God's purpose and our standing. And then we're secured by God's love affecting our state.
Yes.
What is the state? That's the condition. What condition are you in? Paul said, what shall you say now to these things? What condition are you in? Huh? Christ, I'm in his condition, glory to God. That's my state. That's my freedom, glory to God. I'm in that condition, glory to God. What is that condition? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Know that you are God. Know that you've been called and separated, glory to God, to be his love, glory to God, to lift him up and to glorify his name, glory to God. We're not here just to sit down. We're not here to look good. We're not here, glory to God, to talk about somebody. We're not here to think evil, glory to God. We're here to lift up. Yeah. Jesus, glory to God. And despite that love that he put in us, glory to God, but you got to move yourself, glory to God, from the old man and let the new nature come in. That's what Paul is talking about. He said, who shall separate me from the love of God? Shall perilous time or anything that'll separate you from God? Who gonna do this? Show me somebody that's greater than God. Come on, again. Who is he that condemned it? It's Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again. The resurrection, the life, when he rose, we rose.
Amen. Amen.
When he died, whether we knew it or not, we was already predestinated to die. I ain't talking about in the natural death. I'm talking about in the supernatural. I'm talking about that old man, that death, glory to God. We were, when Jesus laid down, we laid down, glory to God. And when he arose up in that resurrection, he brought forth the life, the bread of life, glory to God. He brought it forth. And he said, whosoever will let them come, glory to God. He told it to Israel, and he's still the same God today, and he's still calling on us to come unto him. All that labor and a heavy laden, he'll give us some rest in our soul. Come on and give us some praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to his name.
So who going to lay this to your charge? Anybody talking about you, they're talking about themselves.
Amen. Come on.
Be not deceived, God is not mocked. We say that over and over again. Whatsoever man saw, they, you know, the women might jump up because, you know, they want to be smart. They don't want to be. No, I'm not talking about women, you know, but I'm just saying if I'm talking to a woman, she might come out, you know, how the old nature is, and say, well, I'm not a man. I said, when God created them, he created them man and woman.
Come on now.
And he called them Adam because they came from the same ground, the same dirt. Glory to God. So that means that the word man is both masculine and feminine. Hallelujah, glory to God. So he's talking about everything, glory to God. Riding or walking, breathing his breath, he's talking about the animal life, glory to God. The vegetation life, glory to God. He's talking about the human life, glory to God. That's what he's talking about. He said, who gonna condemn you, glory to God, except they condemn themselves, glory to God. He said, who is that gonna talk about you? Did they die for you? I don't know, y'all might not tell nobody that, but see, I'm quick on the trigger sometimes. For what they call that in the old days, slip of the lip, I be not told. So though some people can get angry and say not, but sometimes I like to dangle my toes in the water. Glory to God. Praise God. And then when I do that, I say, oops. It's too late for oops. But it's just right time for to repent, glory to God, and ask for forgiveness. So who shall separate us from the one that's making intercessions for us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, famine, a nakedness, a pearl, sword. These are the things Paul talking about. He said, what shall we say unto these things? He said, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. I don't like going to the slaughter. But see, it's been already predestinated. So you can't get around it. We've been called to go that way. Jesus, the Lamb, done went ahead and surveyed the land out, glory to God. And the pasture is green. Now, it might look brown, glory to God, but when you step into his glory, his power, his might, it'll become what you will have it to become in his name, believing, glory to God. When you step into something dead, it becomes alive. That's why his feet is ordered by him, glory to God. And wherever we step, it's life, glory to God. I don't care if it's wood or dirt. I don't care if it's concrete, glory to God. Wherever we step is life, glory to God. I don't care wherever you go. People are going to curse you and carry on, glory to God. But it's life, glory to God. They don't know that they're surrounded by life. As long as you keep your mind stayed up on Him, then the glory of God, that one that He said, I glorified my Son, He also glorified us, glory to God. And when we come in His presence among people, glory to God, the glorification of the Lord will shine forth, and men will know and feel the goodness of the Lord in your heart. Come on and give Him praise. People ask me at work, why you smile all the time? I want to tell them like Pastor Hart said, I'm taking up my space now. Smiling. It's my time now. You've been cursing and carrying on. I'm smiling. You know? I mean, they didn't curse me, you know. But they're wondering about that glory that's in you. Why are you so smiling? Why are you so good? Because a lot of them done got on my cotton-picking nerve. And I wanted to shut the bus door up on them before they got all the way in. But God said, you can do all things through me, glory to God. So they get old. And boy, it hurts. So I grit my teeth. God said, quit gritting your teeth and speak to them and say hello, you know. Good morning, you know. And they get all on the bus and I take them where they're going. And we got some of them that try to maneuver you, Lord God. I told God, I said, God, it's time for me to retire. 20 years of this stuff is enough. He ain't said nothing. I said, but God, before you would do that, I said, you got to get me out of debt. That way I can enjoy my retirement. Well, that was the pressure I felt before I got hired. That's why I went to get hired. Take some of the pressure off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul goes on to say, he said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Right. And he goes on to say, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to, I like that word, any other creature. Hallelujah, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on and give God some praise. So remember, there's no separation from God. People think they're getting away because they do devious things. But when the mayhem fall upon them, guess who they're going to come running to? The ones that are in Christ Jesus, predestinated. They're going to come to you. That's another thing I don't like either, you know. Folks do something wrong, here they come running. You try to tell them beforehand, that they ain't hearing nothing. But then when they do something wrong, here they come running. Let me tell you, they run more than one time. For me, one time is too many. I'm closing.